New Year's Day, and as you saw that ball dropping last night, all of a sudden your New Year's resolutions became a lot more real to you. There was something that became serious about it. Actually, let's be realistic. If you guys are here in the first service, you probably didn't see that ball drop last night. So, but there's just something about that. And here's a little fact about me that I'm sure none of you know, but in my lifetime, my entire life, I have never once made a New Year's resolution. Not once. Because really it comes down to this. I have too much pride to do that. And so it's a huge fault on my part. But what I do instead is I have December resolutions. And so I get like 3 weeks a head start on all of you guys. And then when you guys start on New Year's Day, I say, well, I already lost like 15 pounds and I'm getting going. And that's just how I go. But that's a real fact about me. I do that. I don't know why. It's just, it is a fault. I have too much pride to start on New Year's Day. But here's the thing, is that we all come to these points in our lives where we need a fresh start. And so sometimes it's New Year's Day, sometimes it's a different day. And so this morning, as we conclude our series, Face to Face with Jesus, we're going to be talking about that very idea, about what it's like when you come face to face with a fresh start. And so there are many different times where we need a fresh start. There's moments where in your personal life you might realize that, hey, you know what? I'm ready. I need to lose some weight. You know, maybe I need to change the way that I behave in certain situations, or I need to change my attitude because it's out of whack. Or then maybe for some of you it's not a personal thing, but it's about your workplace. And so you want that promotion this year. Or you want to switch departments because you can't stand working with those people over there. Or maybe it's that you want a career change altogether, that you just can't handle doing your job anymore. And you want to change into something different, something that you love to do. And then there's our families, right? That maybe we hope to mend a broken relationship this year. Or maybe we want to spend time with that family member that we really care about, we really love, but we just don't get to spend that much time with. That's what a fresh start is all about. And that's why it's good that we seek these fresh starts. But here's the thing, I want you guys to know this. The reason we're going through this with this idea of face-to-face with Jesus is because Jesus is all about fresh starts. That's who he is. That's what he does. And so this morning, as we walk through this idea, we're going to be jumping into Mark chapter 1, and then we'll go to Luke 5 from there. But let's start in Mark 1. And what happens is that Jesus and his friends are leaving the synagogue, much like you guys are going to be leaving church today. And so they're getting out, and they're saying, hey, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's all go to Peter and Andrew's house. And Peter and Andrew are like, yeah, that's a great idea. You guys can come over. We'll order some pizzas. We'll watch the game. We'll hang out a little bit. And so this is what happens. And so they get to Peter and Andrew's house, and then what they find is that Peter's mother-in-law is laid out on the couch. So she's taken up the space that they thought that they were going to have. And so she's not just laid out. She's got the blanket on her. She's got the thermometer coming out of her mouth. She's got the wet rag over her head. She is sick. She's got this fever, and they don't know what's wrong with her. And so they're all talking to her. What do we do? I don't know what to do. And of course, the easy answer is, well, look, let's let Jesus figure out what to do, right? And so they talk to Jesus, and he goes in there, and this is where we pick up, and it says, so he came and took her by the hand, and he lifted her up, and immediately, look at that, the fever left her. And then this is something that we leave out, I think, a little too often. We look past this when we read this, but it says, and then she served them. Now, I don't know about you guys. I've been sick all week, and the last thing that I want to do when I'm sick is serve someone else. When I am sick, and you guys know this, when you're sick, all of a sudden this like sense of entitlement comes in a little bit. Maybe this is just me, but when I am sick, I don't want to make breakfast. I want you to make breakfast for me because I'm sick. I deserve that. I need that. When I'm sick, when you're sick, you don't want to do laundry. You want someone else in the family to do laundry. When you're sick, that thing that broke around the house, you don't want to fix that. You want someone else to fix this. And so this is why I think this is so significant, because it says that she got up right away and she served them. And so to me, that just points to how much she was healed, that she really did have a fresh start, that this was a big deal, that her complete mood, her complete energy, everything about her changed. Jesus gave her a fresh start. And this is nothing new that we see in the accounts of Jesus, that we see time and time again that Jesus gives fresh starts. We see that he heals plenty of other sick people. We see that he healed a man with leprosy. We see that he healed a man who was paralyzed. We see that he cast out demons out of numerous people. All these times, he was giving someone a fresh start. And we see how he changed their lives in those moments. Nothing is different today. Jesus works in these same ways today. And it might not be that we're seeing him cast out literal demons, although we might. But we do see that there's something controlling your life, whether it's gambling or alcohol or drugs. And we see how he gives those people a fresh start. We see the people who are like the leper and have absolutely no hope. And we see that Jesus has brought them hope. Some of you sitting in this room felt that exact same way. We see, like the paralyzed man, that some of you were just stuck and you couldn't get anywhere. At least you felt like that. And we see that he freed up your pathways, that he gave you freedom. See, Jesus works in that same way today. He gives fresh starts to those people who need them. But let's back up just a little bit and talk through this idea of what is a fresh start. What's that actually mean to have a fresh start? And sometimes I think when we need a fresh start the most is when we can't put it into words. Where we know that there's just something wrong in our lives, there's something just not right, and we know that we're here, but we need to be there. We know that something in our lives, if our lives are going to get better, something needs to change. Something needs to be different. Something needs to look different than it is right now. And that's what happens when we know we need a fresh start. And the way I like to think about it is like this. One too many. The shower, right? When you are like me right now and you're sick, there's nothing better feeling than a nice hot shower. It gives you a fresh start. It rejuvenates you. It gives you energy that you didn't think that you had. When you work out or you're working out in the yard and you are so hot and sweaty and you come inside and there's nothing better than taking that nice cold shower and you feel like you could go do whatever you did all over again. You're ready for the next workout. You're ready for the next game, whatever it might be. That's what a shower does to us. It rejuvenates us. It gives us energy. It refreshes us. In 2 weeks, I will be going with about 60 students to Camp Berea up in New Hampshire. And that camp is filled with fresh starts. We see time and time again God working in that camp and giving students fresh starts. And that's why we go every year. But personally, I love that camp. I look forward to it every single year. But I think I'm getting old because it is exhausting. I come back from that weekend absolutely beat. I am so tired after that weekend. And the first thing that I do is I go and jump in my own shower. And because there's something about that gets me ready for the next week. There's something about that just gives me the energy that I need to keep on going. See, and a fresh start with Jesus is like that, but on such a deeper level, because a fresh start with Jesus is more than feeling gratifying. It's more than the satisfaction you get. A fresh start with Jesus is one that's going to give you purpose in your life. And that's where we're going to get into Luke chapter 5. And we're going to meet a man named Matthew. And it says, later, as Jesus left the town, he saw a tax collector named Levi. Levi was also known as Matthew. And he was sitting at his tax collector's booth. Follow me and be my disciple, Jesus said to him. So Levi got up, left everything, and followed. Now, think about this. Some of you know, but not all you guys probably know, that tax collectors in that time were very disliked because they would skim money off the top, they would charge extra, and they would do it all for their own personal gain. And so they were outcasts, basically, because everyone didn't like them because they were stealing their money from them. And so this is who Matthew was. He was an outcast. It's just like today. If you are a person that seeks approval and you need the love of other people, your first inclination is not to be an IRS agent. It's the exact same thing as we see today, right? And so this is who Matthew is. And so what we see here is that Jesus sees Matthew and he invites him not to just come hang out with him one time, not to just see what he's going to do once, but he says, hey, Matthew, I want you to leave everything you have behind. And I want you to come and follow me everywhere that I go. I want you to come see what I do. I want you to come and learn everything that I can possibly teach you in your lifetime. I want you to learn from me how to care for people, how to love people, how to help people when they need it most. This is what I want you to be able to learn. And if you're ready for it, then I want to give you everything that you can take. So he says, Matthew, I want you to be my disciple. See, Matthew's purpose before this was his occupation. Sometimes we fall into that trap. We make our purpose, we make our occupation our purpose. But Jesus gave Matthew a bigger purpose. And see, Matthew is so excited here. And so what we see he does is that he goes home and he throws this party. He has this banquet, and he invites all his friends and all his co-workers, and he brings them in, and it says that later Levi held a banquet in his home with Jesus as the guest of honor. Now think about what a guest of honor is. A guest of honor, when you have a party, the guest of honor is the person that you want everyone to meet. You want everyone to know who they are and what they're doing there. You want everyone that you know to kind of bump into this person and get a chance to meet him. That's what the guest of honor is. And so Matthew was so excited about his new purpose that he throws this party in his house and he wants everyone possible to be able to meet Jesus. That maybe, possibly, they could find some of that same purpose too. And so it says many of Levi's fellow tax collectors and other guests also ate with them. But the Pharisees and their teachers of religious law complained bitterly to the Jesus' disciples. Now think about this. The Pharisees and the teachers of religious law, this is the church people of that day. All right, this is us, okay? And so this is the trap that we need to make sure that we don't fall into. Because I think this is disgusting what they say. Why do you eat and drink with such scum? See, they see someone that's different from them. They see these people that they are thieves. They do have problems in their lives. They do have faults in their lives. And they are looking down on Jesus, and they're looking down on his disciples and saying, why are you guys with these people? See, as a church, this can't be who we are. This can't be what we do. We have to understand that we're not safe within these walls, that we need to be trying to bring people inside these walls, and then we need to be going outside of these walls to reach these same kinds of people that Jesus was talking with, that he was eating with, that he was sharing a meal with. But enough about that. That's my sidetrack. But so this is how Jesus answers them. He says, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. Now, at this point, the people at the table are probably like, Jesus, that is not your most deep thought that you've ever shared with us before. But here's how they keep going. Jesus says, I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners and need to repent. Not those... Jesus is saying, I'm not here for those people who think they have it all together. I'm not here for those people who think that they know everything, who think that they have everything right in their lives, who think that they're godlike. I'm not here for them. He says, the people that I am here for are the people who know that they have faults in their lives, for the people that know they have mistakes, for the people who know that there's holes in their life. He says, that's who I'm here for. And then look at what he says. I'm here for those people, and those are the ones that know they need to repent. Now, see, sometimes I think we're getting in this spot where we think repent is like this. It's kind of like a hush-hush word. It's a word we're not supposed to say anymore. And that couldn't be further from the truth. See, what happens when you repent? Think of it this way. Your New Year's resolutions. You understand that there is a hole, a fault, a mistake in your life. And you want a change from it. When you repent, you're doing the same thing. You understand that there is a hole, a mistake, sin, a fault in your life. And you move away from that, and you move closer to God. You move away from the things that are making those holes, away from the things that are creating those faults, and you're moving closer to the thing that is willing to fill those holes, that's willing to heal you and help you in those needs. That's what repenting is all about. And so Jesus is saying, this is what I'm about. See, what happened is, when Jesus met with Matthew, he gave him purpose. But then when he talks about this and he says, move away from this and move towards me, he's also giving them direction. So a fresh start with Jesus is not only a fresh start with purpose, but it's also a fresh start with direction. Now, I want to give you an example right here, just a short video clip that will show you what happens when you have purpose but no direction. So in 1964, Jim Marshall, playing for the Minnesota Vikings, recovered a fumble and ran it in the wrong direction. Jim Marshall had purpose. His purpose was to play football. His purpose was to tackle the quarterback. His purpose was to pick up that fumble and run it into the end zone. The problem was he had no direction, and he ran it into the incorrect end zone. And see, that's what happens in our lives sometimes, is we have that purpose, but we don't know which way to go, and we're not moving in the right direction. And see, what would have happened if Jim Marshall was running in the right direction? He would have met some resistance. He might have gotten bumped around a few times. Someone might have tried to push him out of bounds. Someone might have even knocked him down. And see, that's what happens, is we're afraid to go in the right direction sometimes. Because when we go in the right direction, when we go in that direction that God wants us to, when we're willing to repent and move in that right direction, sometimes we hit bumps in the road. Sometimes we even get knocked down, and it's hard. And so what we do instead is we move away from it. We try and get as far away as possible instead of pursuing that. Because see, here's what happens. When we make a New Year's resolution, the hope behind our resolution is that we would become a better person. And when we follow a fresh start with Jesus, a fresh start with purpose and direction, there's no way for us to become a better person than that. Because what happens is when we meet those tough times, when we meet that resistance, God is building character in you. He's putting you through certain things. He's letting you face certain things so that way you will become a stronger and better person. And so when you do reach your purpose, those goals, when you obtain some of those, you will see that you've grown along the way. You've seen that you've become a better person along the way. And so when you're truly trying to obtain that purpose, when you're following that direction, you will grow as a person. God will make you a better person along the way. But you have to be willing to fight off some of that resistance. You have to be willing to go against the grain sometimes. So how do you get a fresh start? What does that, we've talked about, it's good to have one, but how do you get one? And so here's what the Apostle Paul says. He says, God has united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made him to be wisdom himself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. See, sometimes getting a fresh start with Jesus is about getting right with God. And sometimes that's the thing that's holding us back. That's what's preventing us from having that fresh start. And so for a lot of us, that's a step that we need to take. And it might be because we've been ignoring God for months, maybe even years, that he's been there, he's been talking to us, but we've just been looking the other way. For some of you, it might be that something in your life happened and you are upset with God, you're angry with him, and so you are purposely looking in the wrong direction. And then there's others of us that we understand who God is, but we're not following his direction. See, we need to get right with God. We need to take that shower and understand that it cares for us and that he wants what's best for us. See, that's exactly what Matthew did. We're talking about Matthew. Here's one thing that we didn't mention about Matthew earlier. When he got up and he followed Jesus to be his disciple, Matthew gave up everything. And I know we've heard this about the other disciples, and they left their fishing nets behind, they left all that stuff behind. Matthew was a tax collector, he wasn't a fisherman. So when he left everything behind, he left a whole lot more behind. Matthew left his Bentley behind, his six-figure salary behind, he left it all behind. He left a lot because he knew that he needed to get right with God. He was willing to take that step. And then what we see, when Matthew later writes his account of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, he ends it. And the last thought that he wants you to leave with, the idea that he wants to stick in your mind more than anything, is when Jesus is talking to Matthew and his friends, and he says, hey, go and make disciples, and then baptize them. And then he says to them, and teach them everything that I've taught you. See, Matthew knew that he got a fresh start with Jesus. He knew that his friends got a fresh start with Jesus, and he wanted you to know that Jesus told them to go give fresh starts to other people, and so hopefully you would be willing to do the same thing as well. That was the last thought that Matthew left you with. So maybe you guys are ready for a fresh start today. It is New Year's Day. Let's do some New Year's resolutions. I'm going to start one today too, even. So here's our next steps. So if you guys have your bulletins, take out your connection cards. We're going to read these together. The first one is simple. It's You need a fresh start. You recognize that you need a fresh start. And so you're going to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ today. And here's the reason that you know you need a fresh start is because you know that you need more purpose than an occupation. And you know that you need some direction as well. And so if that's where you're at and that's something that you've been pushing off, please just mark that down on your connection card and write your name and a phone number on there, and someone from our staff will be in touch with you, because we want to be able to come alongside you and answer any questions you might have and just be able to talk with you. So that's our first one. Secondly, some of you have that relationship with Jesus, but you're not doing anything with it. And so maybe you need a fresh start in your daily time with Jesus. Because see, there is no way that you could possibly ever comprehend the purpose that Jesus has on your life. And there is no way that you could ever understand the direction that Jesus wants you to go if you're not spending time with him daily. If you're not making that a priority in your life, you're not going to know what he has in store for you. You're not going to know what he has planned for you. So what I'm asking, is will you make that a priority in your life? Will you block out time on your schedule every day that says, between this time and this time, I'm going to be spending time with Jesus. I'm going to be reading about him. I'm going to be reading about what purpose he has for my life. And I'm going to be praying to him to find out what direction he wants me to go. But that you make that a priority in your life. And lastly, you might be doing all right, but there's one area of your life that you're just struggling. And so maybe you need to just say, hey, I need a fresh start in this specific area. And I want to invite Jesus into that one area, but I don't know how. I don't know. I can't see him working there. But will you guys please pray for me when the staff gets together? And we would love to do that for you. But can I pray with you guys right now? Jesus, we thank you so much for how you do care for us, but we thank you for how you have given us purpose and direction, that we really do have a fresh start with you. So thank you for how you have given us just something bigger about our lives. Thank you for how you have guided us through our lives. And so we're praying that we would, especially starting this year, 2017, we would recognize what you have in store for us, that we would go in the direction that you would have us go, that we really would chase after you, and that we would pursue you this year. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.